sugya of chayla shiyesh b'tikmano, the first level of a chayla on Shabbos, basically from the Sif Beis, Sif HaZayin. We end up going to the inyan by Sif Dalet, about the lach of someone who's ruggled, someone who's a koch nefesh. And the Chabbos says you can do anything that you ruggled, do be mayachol, you can do on Shabbos. Anything toy b'yachaloi. But Shibu and the Bialach is married to disagree. He does end off that if it's the chazik it's motor, sorry, godless motor. And he says, best and any rabbanon also be meichel the semach of the chava, the rav magid. That person can do if it's ruggle to be done. Be meichel, you can do it on Shabbos. That's the first half of Sif Dalet. The second half of Sif Dalet comes along with the mechaber discusses the halacha. If something can be done after Shabbos, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos or not? I mean, even though he says mashu ruggle lasses, be meichel to be done on Shabbos. That only thing that has to be done on Shabbos. He wants to be comfortable now. You want to prop him up on his bed now. He has to eat something now, you want to cook for him now. Let's say something can wait. What's the halacha? Come on, the mechaber is very clear and the place can go. If something can wait, you have to wait. That means even though something's ruggle as on Shabbos, does not mean if he ruggles during the week, you would do it now. It means if it has an option when to do it, then you have to wait. You have no option. If you're during the week, you cannot get the food later on. It will affect the person if I do on Shabbos. But something that can wait, avada, you have to wait. Now, what does that mean? That means, living now for the Rashi and Shuvah, the place can say that if a case happens 5 minutes before the end of Shabbos, then, you can bet them wait. It's not the Zman, it's the Zman that you have to wait till after Shabbos. For example, someone falls, gets a cut, needs to get stitches. So if the Haftarah member comes and says, avada, you have a couple of hours to get there, and 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos, avada, you can't mechal Shabbos, you can't go and drive there, side day, so side day, go, you can't go there. Avada, you wait till after Shabbos and then go drive. That's clear. Now, the Ishaila among the Achrenim, let's say right now it's Shabbos morning and you have to, someone fell, cut themselves in the stitches, it's Matzv Kuroch Nefesh. Right now it's not the Matzv, but in a couple of hours it will be Matzv Kuroch Nefesh. Do you have a right to Mechal Shabbos right now? Or do you have to wait a couple of hours? There's a Chiddush by the Shut Ramatz that I bring down. The Taina is that since we've passed in the Shabbos at Chuyah, right now it's not Pekuch Nefesh, you cannot Mechal Shabbos right now, even though you're going to have to do it on Shabbos. L'mais the Rishash, on the Sugyan Peidal and Beis, he's very clear, he says, Poshah, as the son, Poshah Alokho, that once you do have to Mechal Shabbos, Avad you have to, he says, Be'etzim, if you read the Alokho, the Alokho is some of the Zohar's Ha'ezem Meshubach. And what is that case, Zohar's Ha'ezem Meshubach? If right now it's a Matzkuch Nefesh, and if you wait a couple seconds to affect the Matzkuch Nefesh, what means Zohar's Ha'ezem Meshubach? You have to run as quickly as you can. Elmai, what is the case of the Zohar's Ha'ezem Meshubach? Is when Be'etzem, the Pekuch Nefesh will be 5 hours later on Shabbos. But right now, if you want, you can go do it also. Hazor is do as quickly as you can. Ha'ezem Meshubach. You do not have to wait, because the Ma'aseh, once you have a head tip inside Shabbos for Chai Behem, you see no inning to push it off. The Ma'aseh, there is a Chai Behem on Shabbos. And you're arguing with Chal Shabbos. So why do we wait till later?
Because you
never know why push off things, right? If you do it now, actually, just make sure you take your things now, not like the halakha oilam, forget why do things now, push it off to later. Right, we do the other way around. We make sure, right now the matter, you try to take it to Tzorachim right now, Agam, there's no, and Chesh, you think there's no difference, the mindset, that's the Hazor, it's Ha'ezem Meshubach. Now again, so we're saying very clearly, if you can wait, you have to wait, number one. Number two is, if it has to be done on Shabbos, Azor has a Meshubach. Why they say, let's say it has to be done on Shabbos, but Shach to be done beheter. Also the law is that we cannot do any melacha. In the way of Banam Yigzal, can do even a Meir Akim, can do a melacha d'Abbanon, you can't do anything at all. Just an example, I get to my kids, when one kid fell on Shabbos, mom fell on their head, another kid also. And it really depends how they fell and why they fell, what happened. So Mitzami, I don't know the Mitzias, I know the Lachim, I know the Atzala. I call Atzala right away, they come flying. They came, and they told me about three different kids, three different Halachas. One kid had a big ash, they flew to the Shai Tzedek on Shabbos. They were flying. Another kid fell from a high place, also concussion, go very quickly. Another kid, they told me, fine, I had to also cut. You might need stitches. You might have 2 hours to get there. You have 2 hours. They told me what to do. He said, go walk there. I'm a guy, I can walk. It takes me an hour to get there. Take the kid in the stroller. No problem. I do not mechal Shabbos at all. I can walk. I don't have to do a drabon, not the rice. They told me, grab it. If you get stuck, you're tired on the way, take your cell phone, call us, we'll come and pick you up and take you to Shari Tzedek. But mitzvah halacha shebo'i, since there's no need for me at all to mechal Shabbos, even for a guy to drive the ambulance, which was the case of it was a guy, boy, it could be that soul did not want to take away the guy, it's also negay for other people in Harnot. Therefore, for that reason, they told me, go walk, and kaka, I walk. So really, when a matzah like that happens, a person, most of us don't know what the mitzvah is. So we call right away, and the souls fly in the cars right away. But once they get there, they see the situation, how good or how bad it is. Sometimes they're mechal Shabbos, klar, and sometimes not. They tell you have an option, you have time, not to mechal Shabbos. Before you should not be mechal Shabbos at all, and go walk to the place. Now, this Rishash that we're saying over here that says, that you say, Hazaris has a Meshubach, he says a Chiddush also, he says a second Chiddush, which also he says is a Pashit, which is not that simple, the person bets to want to argue. And Rishash makes three assumptions. One assumption he says is it has to be done on Shabbos, do as quickly as possible on Shabbos. The second assumption he says is that when the Loch is, you have to Mechal Shabbos Mitzab Koch Nefesh, and there are two Pa'ulas that a person has to do Mitzab Koch Nefesh, one has to be done on Shabbos. One does not be at all on Shabbos. The Kol Desk be done much of Shabbos. What's the halacha in that case? If it only has to be done much of Shabbos, the halacha is you have to wait. If it has to be done on Shabbos, Hazor has a Meshuvah, and he's part of Shabbos. What happens? You have to do two different actions. One act has to be done on Shabbos, Hazor has a Meshuvah. The second act, you could have waited after Shabbos. You say this, you divide up the two acts. One act to do on Shabbos, one to do after Shabbos. That's what the Seichel Pitzayni would say. Come on, with Shabbos, it says the Chiddush. His words are, Malich Chil Shabbos Achas, Malich Chil Shabbos. Once you're not keeping Shabbos, once you have a heter, it's at one of the actions, doing a malacha, malacha the rest for one act, come along the Rishash, says also you have a heter to do a second act. And he builds upon that, says even a bigger chiddush than that, if he wants to have Shabbos, so you're going to pay dollar and base, not only in one Shabbos that you saw it, even in two Shabbos. The example he says, let's say you have two Shabbos, you have to call Shabbos on the first Shabbos, and not on the second Shabbos, not the first Shabbos. You have to. He says, once you have a het on the second Shabbos, who are done on the first Shabbos? Just like you say, what's the difference, one or two acts on Shabbos? What's the difference, one Shabbos or second Shabbos? Awesome Chiddush. Maisa, the Shmir Shabbos brings it down and says not to be Samech, says Vam Tum upon it. Shlom Zalman writes about it in Shuvah, and also the Shmir Shabbos says not to be Samech, only if he says maybe do Abonans. Shlom Zalman wants to mitzarif this, when we discussed last time, for stitches on a person that mitzab koch nefesh is mutter. But the extra stitch or two they do mitzab purely cosmetic reasons, you want to tie them and start from here, the Chol Pachos, the Rishash, and say, once you Mechal Shabbos, we said you had five stitches, three had to be done. Two is cosmetic reasons. The first three you have to ask for Koch Nefesh, and start the Svar of the Rishash, and say over here, once you're doing it, Mal Chil Shabbos Achas, Mal Chil Shabbos. Here also, just like what would they do, but at some, a person, what they should do, the doctor, is do three on Shabbos, and then much of Shabbos, be moist of two more. So over here, the Rishash Svar is, once you Mechal Shabbos, the Chil Shabbos going on, you can do whatever you want. You also feed the Rishash, you can also do stitches, be mitzvah over here, stitches, and do another two for cosmetic reasons. That's one of his five reasons he's been starved together, why the Shlomo Zalman says, therefore, are they akim gusamech that can do two extra stitches. Even at that, he's not one of the Mishamech for Yisrael. Yeah, but he's saying the Yisrael, he wants to say the Yisrael of Rishash, there's no Chil going on. That's the Yisrael over here. What's the Yisrael of Rishash? The Yisrael is that Maaseh, you're not being mitzvah in the Chil. That's Yisrael. That Yisrael, he wants to put together the Magen Mishnah, Kamash Rogim, Lassus Boy, and Tishayim Akhid. He wants to put the whole thing together. What that's his Yisrael. So his Yisrael over here is the same idea, that Maaseh, you're not being mitzvah in the Chil on Shabbos. He granted the Vaad not to be Samech on the further races, but the whole talk is for the Rabbanans. Once again, what comes out, mitzad waiting a vada, if a person can wait, he has to wait. If it's not Mechal Shabbos, a vada can be Mechal Shabbos. However, if it has to be done on Shabbos, the Rishash says, they can do it, as always, has a Meshubach, and do it as quickly as possible. The next sifei is in of doing Ruach Nefesh, Mechal Shabbos, mitzad asekono. So over here, the words of Mechav is, Yilal Mechal Shabbos, why sekono sefoshis? Come on, the place would say, when it says the cost of Foshis, Lav Dafko says Mishnah Sakono. Means even a case of Sovk Sakono, even of Shash Rachel. That's where it's brought down, this halacha, even though we said halacha in Siman Shin Chof Tes, by a matter of an outside factor affecting a person, even if Shash Rachuk, where is it brought down by the case of a chayla? So on Sif Hey, the place can be moving down, which says in the Mechaber, by case of sakona, lav davka sakona, it means even a Savak sakona, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos mitzad a chayla. Now, just what is this gather of a Savak sakona you have a right to Mechal Shabbos for? It's clear that even a Chashash Rachuk you have a right to Mechal Shabbos, but how far is a Chashash Rachuk the person has a right to Mechal Shabbos? 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 100,000, 1 in 1,000,000. What's the number? Is there a number? Is there a getter? So there's a tshuva by Kiveger in Simen Samoch. He's saying Shabbat the Gemara and Shabbat after Memhei Omen Aleph, which we had last man. There was a Amora who lit Chanuk Neres outside with his man of Sakana. He lit outside. He lit Erev Shabbos. He came Shabbos. The Goyim were coming to punish him for what he did. Come on, the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kedai of Shimon Lismach, which has said Chak, which Samech upon him, Shimon, there's no Muksum, there's no Migidus Katsai, and you can take your menorah and move it inside. Move it inside. Back to the Abdullah Khoinim, really the Ritvias Kashuari, but the Bashwam Kulgur and Simon Shin Chav Tes says, Samech of Shimon Shasad Chak, to take your menorah and move it inside. Why? The Mice of the Grimer coming, and Rashi has come to make a matzv a sakono, and therefore, al sakono gokh nefesh, you have a right to take it inside. Why is the Gemara saying with Samech upon Shimon there's no Muksa on Shabbos to bring it inside? I might say the reason why you should bring it inside is Pekuach Nefesh. Rashi said Sakono. Therefore you should move the menorah inside with Pekuach Nefesh. Rashi said Sakono. Rashi said Sakono. The Pashtus of the word Sakono means Pekuach Nefesh. That's the Pashtus. Others want to disagree. Fine, but that's the Pashtus. Come along with Shlomo Kuzra and Simon Shin Chof Tes is a massive Chiddush. He said, let's say a person puts himself in a situation which you should have not done. Someone lit menorah outside, he should not live outside. You put himself in that situation, he has to die for it. Who is you to do what you did? The Maaseh, you did it, you're responsible for your own actions, and therefore, I, the Maaseh B'chaibem, you did it to yourself, you're responsible for your own actions, you have to die for it. There's a Magarvam in Simon Reshvam Chestaway also. Maaseh, the Paiskim calls Shlom Kugur, they argue vehemently and stark against him. The Maaseh circle says, why do the Gemara? The Gemara is saying, the reason why I bring it inside is that of Shimon with no Moksa. Why? Circle said, Pekuach Nefesh. He says of Kivegi, you know why? Etim is Sakono. But the Chashash Rachuk, you know what? It's 1 in 1,000. He says, either it's Tartuva or Hezek, or even Sakono. But there's a limit that's not Nichon to get up Pekuach Nefesh. His limit, he says, words are, it's 1 in 1,000 that something will happen to the matter of Sakono. Chashash Rachuk. That's not Nichon the Heter of a Chaybem. That's not nichol, that's the Pekuach Nefesh. No, I'm just saying the words of Kiveger. Those are his words. No, Magavam Reshvim Ches, he sounds like he had to die for it. Like the Shlomo Kuzra. He's the one to give this number. Kiveger gave the number 1,000. If Shlomo Zalman and Shuvah gave the number 1 in 1,000. They said 1 in 1,000 of Shash Rochuk, the mind says too much already, it's not Pekuach Nefesh. The obvious kasha when Uchori is from, Rabban and Savior is a kasha, that we know by Yeledes, you have right to Chal Shabbos, the Gemara says. A Yeledes halacha is, we say, we have to add a shino, if you can't do it, add a shino. Why says the Magen Mishnah that the Mogabam and Mishnah bring down, you know why? Because even 1 in 1,000 people don't die, it's Dava Tivi, and therefore it is Pekuach Nefesh, but you have to add a shino. You can do add a shino, do a mamish, be a dying mamish without any shino. So, Kiveg is lashon of Chashash Rachuk, which is not Nichlam Pekuach Nefesh, says 1 in 1,000. The Makamish of the Mishavua brings down says, what's even less than 1 in 1,000? Less? He said even less than 1 in 1,000. There's also Nichlam the Geta Pekuach Nefesh. What? The guys are coming. The Goyim are coming over here. We don't know what they're doing. This kid's coming out. We don't know what's going to happen. And this Amor is a matzav al sakono. He is, the goyim are here. The hair with sticks and stones. You want to bring in your menorah? The Kivega on the Gemara says 1 in 1,000. Well, no, they're here. Now they're coming. No, he lit outside. I didn't think they'll come. They're coming. Now they're here. Now what? They're here already. Because even not 1 in 1,000. Still quote now. If you can't, do my clothes. No, it's Pekuach Nefesh to try to do the Shinoi. But is it Pekuach Nefesh or not? Kiveg says not. Let's say by Menorah try to do the Shinoi and then bring it in Pekuach Nefesh. Kiveg says it's not Pekuach Nefesh. So maybe to answer with another kasher, Shlom Zalman and Shuva and Shulchan Shlom, they bring down, yes, a pasher kasher. What is the getter? What is the number? He says that for a long time he's mistapik what the getter is. How far is the number? What's the gvul over here? What is the chesed of some kuach nefesh? So he gives a havana, a bira davo. So again, the malachim is menenu bring down. They want to taino is something that the derech of a person is to be oisik matzav kuach nefesh. You want to taino that's nichol neged of kuach nefesh. Well, if that is what a person is worried about, is afraid about, he says, for example, let's say a person, his case will be his vaccination against pox. That's the case. The person who didn't get the vaccination when they're a kid, they have to get vaccinated. Now, pox is a matzav kuach nefesh. Now, he says, if a person is bold about it, for example, let's say if you don't get it now, you have to wait 4 or 5 years to get it because you can't get online again because talking about Pituach Lumi, you have to wait online, who knows what. People get very worried, very tired about it, very bold about it. It's a matzav, I think it's a kono. Mashenkin, let's say you don't do it today, do it tomorrow, do it the next day. People, they push it off a day, a week, 2 weeks. They don't have that gush in the gate, and they think there's a matzav of any kuach nefesh going on, but right, they don't even do it now. They wait a week, 2 weeks, or a couple of months about it. Then it will not be nichol the getter of the kuach nefesh. His getter seems to be, how do people react or apply themselves in a situation? If the gush of the person, he says, not really numbers, not one in a million or a thousand or a hundred. The getter is what? How people react and they assume the situation is. If they assume the situation, that's not kuach nefesh, it's not. If they assume ma'aseh is, then ma'aseh is a getter of kuach nefesh. So it could be also the set of numbers are the same thing. But in letters, everyone right away has a gosh of something going on over here in matzav kuach nefesh. You sense over here there's a matzav kuach nefesh. The ma'aseh mechal shabbos for it. Against one in a thousand, shudot aladei shinui. However, in other cases, sometimes we're going to come. You don't think they come to kill you. They come to hit you, take away your menorah, smash your menorah. But they don't have that gush, the sensitivity that they think is a getter of sakono. Could be that's why the getter is 1 of 1,000. That's how far you look at it. Therefore, it won't be nichol the getter b'kuach nefesh. Oh, so it all depends how they do it. If they inject, and they first have to pull out blood to see if it's there, come on, this is there, right? So, if they don't have to, they just have to put in something, of course, within their bottom. Also depends how they set up the needle. What is it, a chapami needle, not a chapami, not the shamaka patish. Also depends what's going on. No, that's for, no, you, no. I don't think it's going to go. That, I know right now I'm sakono. It is, what? The get of a suffix, again, I don't think it's a number, Shabbat. Depends how people relate to certain situations. Certain things before we definitely get a suffix, sometimes it's not, even though it might be the same number. Tamlum Sefav says a lacha of a mako, you have a gav yad, gav regal. This is the way the Malachim discussed. They deceive as Manenu, someone gets a cut in the back of his hand. People don't seem to give it a matzav of Bekoach Nefesh. And therefore, the Nishma Savram and Rabban and Eblai B'Sarachin, Sav Kol Soif, why is not Nichon the get of Bekoach Nefesh? Chazal say, Sav Kol Soif, it's Bekoach Nefesh. Why aren't we Mechal Shabbos for it? So again, maybe we can say the same you saw. It really depends how Avada, if a person's bald about it, gets very worried, your mind gets cash, and what they do during the week could want to take care of it. Economy, it is a matzav kuach nefesh. It could be the same idea over here. The Chazal telling us that God, Yad, the God regal is a matzav kuach nefesh. But again, if that means it is, I'm associating myself to that, what Chazal say. Let's say I have no gosh that way. Even during the week, what I do, I do nothing. So why should I? I'm not bald for it. Therefore, the numbers of even Chazal, maybe the number was in the Zman of Chazal was 1 of 1,000, today it's 1 of 1,000. But then they felt it was something very bad, they did something about it. Therefore, it's Nichol Mekoach Nefesh. And we don't do anything about it, also, then it's not Mekoach Nefesh. We agree to Chazal, 100%, we're not going against that. But the way how we associate with some things, even if it is, the numbers didn't change. But my say, what would I do about it? No one gets ball about it. No one worries about it. It's 1 of 1,000, big deal. Wait Sunday, wait Tuesday, I'd wait a week, a month. What's not convenient to me? To Mechal Shabbos for it. It could be Peshat. Why we're not seem to be worried about the Makas Gav, Regal, or Gaviad. The Lachos of Zayin says couple aspects. One aspect discusses in the Makas Barzel getting cut by metal, and in the of someone getting very high fever. So we'll discuss each one. First, getting cut by Barzel. So where they come along the Bealocha, brings down to a shore, the Sopik, is being cut by Nachas, getting a cut with a knife. What does it mean? The stam being hit very hard, the powerful stab. What does it mean? Ma'aseh halacha, the Rosh Hashulchan says, it means daka, the makkah, the koyach, the Rashi goes this way. So Hashem b'chaim no says, even benachas. Fine, so machlokes, what to get it, be halacha, from Kivege, being down to Boshor, he's ma'aseh mesopik. The Pesachim do say that today's day and age, we had a vaccination already with the tetanus shots. And therefore, true, b'zman hachazal, it was very dangerous, it was rust, can cause an infection, matkoch nefesh. Over Rav Ozan Tshuva and Shlomo Zalman, they tell us that since this vanenu we already had a tetanus shot, therefore we're not l'chur nechle get a b'koch nefesh mamash, and even though you do have to take care of it, says Shlomo Zalman, you have a chol pachas 24 hours, therefore says since there's no need to mechal Shabbos, if it cannot be mechal Shabbos, so even though again it comes out by... What? If you're saying the maka with the, it depends on what the case is. If you're saying the maka with the metal, it sounds like that's the metal. So maybe it went very deep, very strong. To examine. No, I still make a theory about it. It's hard with the. It's, your body got a hit. No, it could be because your body has to fight two things. It could be your body has to fight two things, and that's not like, therefore that's why it made it serious. Tennis, your body's fighting one thing and this is another thing. Your body doesn't encourage by two things. Maisa comes out, Viva Vosner and Somazam, they tend to be my name, even though Makas Basel and Mokkoch Nefesh. Again, Pashas usually don't hold it, it's not the way. Again, because Lukhur, we have a tetanus shot. If you cannot have a tetanus shot, then you got a problem with Lukhur, you should have a tetanus shot, you shouldn't have this problem. And the second aspect in this halacha is the halacha of a high fever. Now, what is the getter of a high fever that you have a right to Mechal Shabbos? To come along with Moshe, has a tshuva about it, clear in Chalkal for Chaim. And he writes, the getter, he says, curve to 100, I was first discussing Fahrenheit, not Celsius. I think everyone here knows Fahrenheit. Celsius, I don't think everyone here knows. So, stick to Fahrenheit. So, fine. The Moshe tshuva writes in his tshuva what the getter is. Fahrenheit, he says, is 102 Fahrenheit. Is nichle getter cham b'yos, is matke mekoach nefesh ready. 102, the Arlatin also says the Geder, he writes in 39 Celsius, which is 102.2, basically the same thing, that it's 102 is Nichle Geder Rebbe Koch Nefesh. Now Moshe says by Chotma, I think it says even less. It says even 102 is Nichle Geder Koch Nefesh. Now the Archubas, where Moshe quotes from Moshe Feinstein, it says Chalil Lahokel, since Eliezer says it's a Pleo, he says the Meister, people get 102 all the time. What do people do? They lie down. Well, you go take your medicine, your Akamol, or whatever it is, Tylenol. They lie down in bed. When was the last time you went to a doctor? And they say, this getter, Moshe's saying it's 102. It's a Yamangis Chiddush Otsam, and Chalil Lahok, B'Semit, B'Chal Shabbos, to be Semit upon the Moshe. And therefore, the way of Sisliyaz and Avoz, the Chodshoni, they go, Fakar, the getter is 104. They write 40 Celsius, which is 104. Which is 104, I assume everyone assumes that is definitely getter Cham B'Yosa, very high fever, Matz Koch Nefesh. Now the challenge is how to answer Moshe. Moshe gives a getter as 102. So Rabbaner, he got it, asked his kasha, and he wants to answer. Says Moshe is borrowed from the chayim. Why Chazal say Cham b'Yoyser? That's what Chazal say. Now we have to fit in the Chazal. Everyone understands Cham b'Yoyser is 102. We don't have to fit into Matkoch Nefesh. We have to fit in Chazal, like we already mentioned last time. The Mishavur says Chazal versus the Reifim. Chazal versus the person. The Chazal wins out. So what we have to fit inside? We have to fit inside not into Matkoch Nefesh. What the doctors say. We have to fit into the words of Chazal. Chazal say Cham b'Yoyser. What's Cham b'Yoyser? Ask anyone 102, why in yeshiva for? That's Cham b'Yoyser. You don't belong there. 100? You should be in yeshiva. 102, what are you doing in yeshiva for? You should be at home. That's Cham b'Yoyser. 104, you should be in the hospital. Fine, so what is it get there? If you're 104, that's Koch Nefesh, but we have to fit in Chazal. That's 102. Oh, so Mai says a banner, right? Agam, he says, Ruhm and Achainim, Agam himself does not seem to pass away. He writes, the get is really 104, there's some 102, but the ik is 104, which saw fear, he yells, Moshe Borov and Achainim. Yeah, no, I'm going by Godel, not by a Tinnik, not by. You might Godel plus outside factors, or it depends what other things he has. Well, sticking to the numbers, per se. There are other things, 100% take other things into their account. Yes. Now, maybe to say Shana Moshe, maybe a little bit different than Abadner, is again the same Yisoid over here that we're saying the Yisoid of what to get a Chashash Koch Nefesh, what's a Sofik, how far is a Chashash Rochok over here. Lemaisa, if a person had 102 fever for one day, Lemaisa, what would he do? They'd be able to go to bed. If he had 102 fever for 4 or 5 days and nothing changed, he'll go to the doctor, he'll go to the Avatollah. His Agosha changed. The first day his Agosha is nothing, and the fourth day his Agosha is, I got a problem over here. 104, the first day you have Agosha is a problem. 100 fever for 5 days, for a week, 2 weeks. No, my body might be that way. I have to take care of it. I'm not going to go to the doctor. No interest in waiting in line. If I had 102 fever for 3, 4, 5 days, I'd go to the doctor. I tell him a couple of weeks ago, my oldest son, found out he's allergic to bees. And over there, right in front of me, were two kids waiting in line, two young kids, and my son was in the hospital. Why? They had fever a couple of days. That's what they had. They had a high fever a couple of days. That was the only sickness they had, fever. They were in the hospital. They're waiting in line to make sure in time. Is everything okay? Not okay. So it could be, again, the Siddur of Moshe is saying, what is the get over here? To Mechal Shabbos, 102, that's Chambi Yosef, Yinichel HaMata B'Kuch Nefesh. The words of Moshe, V'ein Roshayim L'Hachmi, Kim B'Machmer. Now, what does it mean, not be machmer? That meaning, what we do during the week? If during the week one day is nothing, fine. If during the week I have a 5 day something, and the fifth day came on Shabbos, and what you do during the week, you have Mechal Shabbos, dressed honestly, do the same thing on Shabbos. Because now, the get is not the numbers, but the get is like, gosh, the way you relate to the suffix over here. The way you relate to a regular person during the week, you're Mechal Shabbos. The get, I think of most people, 102 fever for 5 days straight, I think most people will be ready in the term, waiting in line. That's what you do. That's what I think Shana Moshe is. And it could be that's also really the Archa Shabbos when he ends off. He goes through different numbers. He really says, the get is really, I call it the Indian, and says, whatever you do during the week. He says, sometimes 102, 104, outside factors, do you have internal problems, do you have any reason why it came upon you? He really says, what will you do during the week? That's what you can do on Shabbos. And I think also to get it by 102 during the week, you always do after a couple of days, you'll call Shabbos, first day you won't. I think again, the Archa Shabbos is really saying, besides, and then he can start declaring, maybe there's no machlokes going on over here, they're discussing different cases, they just misunderstood each other, ish lodun. That could be that the get over here, and the get, the Chambi Yeser, the Moshe himself points out, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what the getter is, and once we assume that is Chambi Yeser, and we understand that is Chambi Yeser, it's Nichol Matzev of Bekuach Nefesh.
Shouldn't you have gone yesterday?
What? It depends. First and second day, you're not worried. It comes the third day, or something, we got a problem there. Not that, because then you know, before the second day you're suffering, third day, you know, you got a problem. Then you're suffering, you have an Oinik Shabbos, must be missing for the Sugyur there, not the Machal Shabbos. No, I'm just saying the Gedda, Moshe, you can't be Machmer, you have no right to be Machmer. Now, he doesn't say, he's saying this Nichol Chazal B'Kuach Nefesh. Now, what might, that is Nichol Chazal, it's B'Kuach Nefesh. Now, how do I associate, again, a vaccination of Pax, even if he's in B'Kuach Nefesh? Just, are you right to Mechal Shabbos for that? Says that Shlomo Zalman depends on the case. If you know you got a problem and you have to hear it now, you have a right to Mechal Shabbos. If you know you can wait a couple of days, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. Moshe is just saying it is Pekuach Nefesh. Now, what do you do with association of Pekuach Nefesh? If my association that I don't care and I don't mean Siach to it, the say that I'm Mechal Shabbos, if I am Siach to it, I'm Mechal Shabbos. You want to know, because some people are more sensitive than others or a different emotional status, can sign. It could be, that in general, it's not a cash in this case. In general, you have the question. The heart knows better than anyone else.
It's always like that with the kid locked in the room.
Yeah, that's a question in general. Yeah, it sounds like we are Mechal Shabbos for certain people more than others. Especially if you hold that Suvei Daiti affects the Matzah Kuroch Nefesh, which you assume it does. The Maisa could be that out emotionally that affects the Inyan Sakono. Lachos the field is basically the halacha once to be sent to doctors or people. This is a form, but kitzur comes up in Mishnah Berurah. First of all, if you have time, why do you wait? That's what comes out. The Maisa, if you have Yisrael over here, tells Matzah Kuroch Nefesh, any Yisrael, whether he's a doctor or not a doctor, Vadu is Semech upon Yisrael. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is what? Because he is Machshav Shabbos, not Mechal Shabbos for no reason. Therefore, he's Semech upon Yisrael. Therefore, they point out, Blessing is Chiloni, he's not Machshav Shabbos. He will be Mechal Shabbos. So if the Chiloni shows he doesn't care at all about Shabbos, the Vadu can be Semech in the Chiloni, be Nichol the Gedder of a Goy, which gets the Gedder of a Goy. But the Gedder of Yisrael, he always Semech upon him because he's Machshav Shabbos. It must be that he knows there's a Machshav going on, a problem over here. Therefore, he can be Semech upon Yisrael to Mechal Shabbos. Second thing we're saying upon is a chaylo. That means a chaylo comes along and says whatever he says. He says, I know I got a problem, but also Mechal Shabbos. So again, the chaylo was saying upon, and he saw was saying upon. Mashiach, a guy really depends. If he's a roifei, he's a woman over here, then we are saying upon him. The way how the Archa Shabbos, for example, the Shmei Shabbos, does not mean Dafka, he's a doctor per se. Let's say he's a buck in these things, the EMT, he knows better what's going on, he knows the matter situation, he has a chush, he's Isaac in the Sinyonim, he's Shaykhus to refer, then also is saying upon. These are the goyim also. Doesn't mean dafka a roifei per se, it means someone who is an EMT or kadoimo who's in this Indian, who also semech upon him. Otherwise, we're not semech upon him, he's not nemon. If there's a machlokes of doctors what to do, then the way the Mishmur Paskin, if it's shava, the locha is shava, kuach nefesh, kulo. However, let's say the mumcha is against everybody else, the mumcha maisa always wins out. The mumcha does not mean the older person. The mumcha means the person who knows exactly who is more of a mumcha. Lav dafka, people who are more experienced, lav dafka mumchas. Now, this is just an interesting shayla discussed over here. It's a lamed shayla. The yeshiva discussed. Let's say one doctor says you're right to mechal Shabbos, another doctor says you cannot mechal Shabbos. One doctor says it's not pekuach nefesh or sub pekuach nefesh, and the other doctor says vada is not pekuach nefesh. The lacha we paskin the sub pekuach nefesh lekulo, and avada you have your machla of mechayvim and mechal Shabbos. Now let's say there's no other doctor to merafim except the one says it's not matz pekuach nefesh. The doctor who says it's not a matz pekuach nefesh, he is the one who can merafim him and do the matzav of a koch of achil Shabbos to help out the guy, which he holds he has no head to go do. So again, there's a chol over here. Lefanenu, at klolei apsak lemaisa, he's matzav of koch nefesh. We tell him, but the doctor says he's not koch nefesh. The one who can heal him holds his not koch nefesh lekola days and says the other guy is making a mistake. Other guy is making a mistake. Does he have a right to merafo and do a matzav achil Shabbos negate to the chol? The fact that only one can do it, Ladakh is a mumkha. People love mumkhas, Ladakh knows it. His hand is shaking, he's too old to do it. Ladakh is, it makes him more mumkha because he can't do it. So, Maisa Chaim Berlin writes about this, in this writes to Evan Shaim a couple of times about it, three different shuvas. He was Maisa Masubik upon the Salokho. The way how the yeshiva say it over, they declare in the Suga of Shava and Nafshe the Chatikha di Sura. What you said over here? Etzem the Reif is saying this guy over here, Mechal Shabbat, Shavan Afshe Kedicha Disuro. Is you said a Shavan Afshe Medin Neder or Medin Amonis? If it's Medin Neder, Lamai Shavan, it's over here. If it's Medin Amonis, Lamai Shachazal tell me overrides the Amonis, or they want to say it's not totally there, but there, throw upon it. But that's another Shaila. Is a Shavan Afshe on somebody else? I'm doing the pool over here. I'm doing the Isser. I can say this thing, why not? I'm saying this piece of it's chazer. I can eat it. He's a piece of chazer. I'm doing the itzu. I'm doing the itzu. I hope there's no head, no chaybem. I'm asking this piece of chazer on myself. Not like
only for yourself, so don't do it for yourself. Do it for someone
else. I can't do that. It's chil shabbat. I'm doing the chil shabbat.
You feed it to someone else.
No, I can't. Can I take it? So the same child, let's say I hope a piece of chazer better than Paskin's kosher. Can I feed somebody else to give it to him? 100% Peska Shuva says he can't, right? Machlokes are fine. The shell, I hold the chazer, and the two animals in his kosher, and Ben says his emes kosher. To go give the person, but that's Shemaim's chazer. It's not, I hold not saving a person. That's the shell. What do the nether with the monist? If you want the Shemaim Shabbos kosher, it's others. The way Abiyasha comes out and says, Echlami, the other doctors do it. If this doctor is the only one who can do it, he says, Echlami, this doctor can do it. This doctor can. Every Shem says he can do it. Then they get involved with the Sugya Shavah and Nafshe, and Git, and then the Dorim. Ayin Shem, the Raid, and the Yeshiva will discuss it. But that's an interesting Shaila. So I don't think it's going to get practically. But in Ikka, it's going to get a local mice in Sifya Bay. Sifya Bay is discussing, once you have a head to Mechal Shabbos, what is the order that a person should be Mechal Shabbos? Really, Mitzah the Klal, maybe a Kal Kal Tchilo. What is the way to Mechal Shabbos? You have a choice, a guy versus Yisrael, you have a choice of Shinoi or Nadei Shinoi at Daraisa. What should a person do? So Beth and the Gemara, Yuma, Peidal, and Beis are two different Brises over there. First Brises says you should not do it al day Nochi, al day Kotun, Ella al day Gerl Yisrael. That's the first Brises. What is the Brises saying? To Klor, we did not Semech on a Goy, not a Kotun, only Gerl Yisrael. Among the Rishonim are two main reasons. One reason, the way of the Rosh and the Ran, the way the Mishpura brings down, is why. We're afraid that if you go run after a Goy now, and use a Goy now, or use a Kotun now, what's going to happen? Next time, you're going to look for a Kotun, you're going to look for a Goy, and you it's rational, and, or not even it's rational, you can't find one, and therefore lead to matzav of a worse of a case of Sakona, and chash koch nefesh, and therefore, mitzad that, we have matzav you right now, do an Israel day son, not a day Goy, mitzad negates to the future, negates to the future. That's the Rosh, the Ram, the Mishmur bring down. Asal Hasheni is the second reason, Taisus on the Sugya. Tal also brings down. It's Lav Dafka Mitzah, the future, because right now a person will be lazy, won't be as Zoraz as Yisrael. A Kotin and a Goy is not as Zoraz as Yisrael, and therefore it's going to affect Matav Goch Nefesh right now. So again, we have one price that says, not either Goy or Kotin. Two reasons among the Rishonim, either Taisus versus the Rosh, is the reason because of the next time, Matav Goch Nefesh, or this time is the Chson of the Matav of Goch Nefesh. That's one. The second verse over there comes along and says that we're not going to do it loyalpi noshim, loyalpi kusim, not women, we're wasting women and kusim. Why? Al mustafim adat acheres. The first, what is the case over there? Al mustafim adat acheres. The first, there are three different pshat among Rishonim, and people get the reasons behind the Rishonim. Rashi learns over there, we don't believe Noshim. Noshim says it's a matzikok nefesh, they're not nemon. Kutim and not nemon saying it's a matzikok nefesh. Not who to do it. The nem to stay with the matzikok nefesh. However, mitzdafim lasacharis, meaning you have 3 verse 2, the mitzdafim make it 3 verse 3, and therefore make it shavon, sabdavon, sabdavon nefesh lakulon. That's Rashi Shito. The way how the Rosh brings down from the revolt, mamash punk by character. He said, what is the Gemara saying? Lo'api nosh, lo'api kusim. However, they're also mitzdafel dasa cheres, meaning that if you're Jewish, a lady versus a man, women have more of an emonis, and they can even knock out the men. That's how the Rosh brings down from revolt, even more of an emonis, they can machish the men, and then emon. Fine, that's the way the revolt brings down. So again, we have 2 malchum. Rashi says not nemon, the revolt said more nemon. How the ikhtu shanim go, is that they change the gear, so it's not avil, it's mipnei. It's not avil, mitzdafel dasa cheres. It's mitnei shem stafel dasa cheres. So which word avil to pnei? That's the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, the Ram. That's the Ikka Gersa. And therefore they come along and saying, what are we discussing over here? We're not discussing if this is a matzav of koach nefesh or not. We're discussing how to take care of the matzav of koach nefesh. They're saying, do not take care of it through Noshim or through Kusim. How should you do it through a godly soul? Why? Mipnei shem stafel. The reason is the mitzdafel dasa cheres. What does that mean? The way the Rambam explains. Because if so, the Shabbos Bekal Beinayim, the women and Goyim will think there's no big deal with Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, the Mechal Shabbos over here, the Mechal Shabbos in other cases. That's how the Rambam says it. The Rambam brings down a separate reason, because they'll be lazy, and therefore lead to a matzav of Sakono. The way the Rosh says it over, because they'll think Noshim, the Be'etzim, in this situation, have no right to Mechal Shabbos, and since why, and that's why they're asking me to go do it. And since they're asking me to go do it, I should not be Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, they'll be lazy, not because women are lazy. They'll be lazy because they'll think they have no right to Mechal Shabbos. So, 3 reasons over here, again, why the Ikka Mahalach like the, is that we're saying you're not going to be Semech on Noshim to go do it, either because they think Shabbos is cow, or because they're lazy, or they think specifically in this case that they're going to be lazy, is because they think the reason why you're picking us over somebody else, because better than that, you have no right to Mechal Shabbos. Those are 3 different reasons. So again, that's the Brisa, that's the Rishonim on the Sugya. Now, Negel Halacha, first they start off and discuss, there really are 2 different cases of being Mechal Shabbos. One, to take care of the Refuah, to be Isaac the Refuah, and there's a case not Negel straight to the Refuah. For example, they say to write down the temperature, or put on the light, it's not taking care of the Tzorach HaMamish. It's not doing the surgery, it's not being Isaac and being Metapel with the Chayil himself. It's an outside fact that's not negated straight to the person himself. And that comes along the Erlitzin, and Shlomo Zalman, and others, they tell you that this Lekola Deus, you have to do Aide Goy, Aide Shinoi. The whole thing over here, the Machloikis, is being basic in the, being Rapa, the Tzarech and the Meis Mamish. But one of the side aspects, writing down the temperature, that's not negated Mamish. A future we have to know all the time, the temperature, how it changed, didn't change. But it's not Mamish taking the Tzarech and Mamish, that's not Nichol Negedo, this Machlokes HaPleiskim, and the cold days you have to do Adei Goy, Adei Shinoi, turning off the light. Those are the examples they give. Fine. That's been said, what we're discussing over here. Now again, Rashi is Halacha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? We have, again, 2 cases over here. We have Mitzad Halacha of Yisrael versus Goy, which is better than what the Gemara is discussing, and then the Rishon discussed in Adei Shinoi. So first, Mitzad Halacha Yisrael or Adei Goy, the way the Mechab is very clear, Yisrael versus Goy, the Halacha is we do Yisrael. Yisrael. Why? Either the reason because the guy can be lazy and at least match koch nefesh, we'll decide the next time. That's the machaber. I'm telling the Shani, the mobbing's down, the yesh oim the holds, you have to do the guy. And he ends up with chay noigim. With chay noigim, you have to do the guy. Comes along with Taz, with Kon Hei. He says, he disagrees with Ramo. He disagrees. Ramo is saying that with chay noigim, a person has to do the guy. He said, no, avad Yisrael. Now, there seems to be a machlokes gedola achoinim wapshat in the Taz is. What is the Ikki side of the Taz? The way the Pimgodim Behita bring down the Taz, he's saying he's arguing on the Ramah. Why? Because the Ramah is saying, are they Goy? So, what's going to happen next time? You just felt looking for Goy and lead to a problem next time, and people are going to go look for Goy and lead to a matzav of Sakono. The way the Mishavuah brought down the Taz, he doesn't mention even those words. The only thing he mentions is the aspect that right now your soul is more Zaris. So, on the Taz, the Taz, Mishmur says, the Taz's Taina is, Yisrael is more Zoras right now. The behetes of the Taina of the Taz is, the problem is mitzvah the future Shubai. So why did one bring down one bring down another? The Banis is Kashat Tzarachin, why did they bring down two different aspects over here? And that's when we looked, I saw Shlomo Zalman and Tzitzit Yazzi wrote letters to each other, and they argue this aspect, what's the Ikki Yisoid over here in the Taz? They write, they want to argue the Ikki Yisoid. Just the way I think you read the Taz, if you read the Taz slowly, I think first he quotes Ramah, the Ramah says you have to Adei Goy. First he has a cash to the Ramah. You Ramah, you want to say Adei Goy, Adei Maisa, what's going to happen the next time? You got a Bayah, the next time you leap the Matzav of Mekuach Nefesh and leap the Matzav Sakono. The Sui says, the Sui, the second point he says, also right now, Zoriz has a Meshubo, and Goyim are not Zoriz, they're not Zoriz. And then he goes on to a side point for Maisa, who should be Zoriz? He says, Tamachachum, a Godel. And not Mash Inki the Moin Am, and then he gets back and he ends off and saying Mitzav the Kasha that I asked in the Ramal. The Maaseh, what happens? Mitzav next time, I have a way around it. How? Announce, I'm getting Goy, but you should just know any yourself can go do it. Mitzav the next time, and then he ends off. However, Ikedim also, but the main time is so Kosoif is right now Mitzav Azriza, and he says Mozoraz and a Goy. So again, he starts over 2 points, he ends over 2 points. The way I read it, he starts off first as a Kasha in the Ramal, and then says Vesu a second point. Then he comes along and says, "What? I'll answer the Ramon and say, I'm in my fire summit. However, Ikkidim also, I still hold it's not good enough. Vesu, right now, he sells more Zoriz. And that's what I think why Mishu will bring down, what's the Ikki, sell of the Taz? It's been sad right now that he sells more Zoriz. What? We always take yourself, your soul is more Zoriz. That means whether you know or not, if you know 100%, it won't be... Yeah, but Icha Klal. If he knows any Icha, about 100%. I assume it's not any Icha, but we know he sells more Zoriz. I give you just a marshal. In Flatbush, ambulances are flying around the place. They're flying. Without our Tala being around, they'll think the ambulances are very Zoriz. You'll think so. I said, once we got out Tala, starting in the 1970s and 80s, we see the Tala comes in 4 minutes, the ambulances come 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes later. I once had, as a bus driver, I had an ambulance guy. Yes, and guys are flying. Where are you guys going? So he told me, we're chasing each other. We're running, we're going, we're flying, we're Isaac, we're told we enjoy ourselves. That's nice what he said. So, he sells more Zoriz, what? No, because I'm just saying, you'll never know till afterwards. The Taz is saying, the Mishavu is saying, you sell the Zoriz, we know the Zoriz, those are facts. Okay, you'll never know. No, he's saying, you assume a guy is Zoriz, don't make that assumption. Don't make that assumption. You sell as Zoriz. On a phone call, you tell a guy, you have a phone in front of you, how long will it take to call? Another second, 2 seconds. Don't make that assumption. You sell as Zoriz. You sell as Zoriz. The guy is here, the ambulance is here. A taxi guy is here, you sell here, the guy is here. The mice says, once in a taxi, it was 2 in the morning, it was not during the shop during the week. My wife, mom was screaming, go, it was 2 in the morning, go through the red light. I don't. It's red over here, I can't go through the light. Mom, she got to the hospital within the minute she gave her. He wouldn't go. Mom is thinking on the phone to me and not going through the red light. Stop the sugar note. You don't know till after you get in. You're stuck. You don't know. You saw Zoriz and the guy's not. I had a taxi all day to fly through the red lights. Fine, this time he decided not to. I don't know. You just don't know. Kaka, that's what happened. I think he was an Arab, if I remember correctly. They didn't care. Mom was screaming. I don't know why they bother him. You go. You don't know. You're Michal Shabbos. So I said, that's nice when the Taz comes out. Now, Lalocha, what to do, again, we have Machalik is Mechab versus Ramor. The Taz says it's not a Megavasik, and the Vadi says you should pick your soul over a guy. Based upon the Taz, the Maestri looks among the Gdola Achoinim, the El Rabba passed this way, in the Prima Goda Paskin, place of Shabbos, the Machzah Shekel, the Kishon Oruch, the Graz, the Orch HaShulchan, the Ram Moshe, Gnuma Gdola Achoinim say the Ikon of Maestri is like the Taz, they sell the Zoros, or always take your soul. And Tzad HaSheni, well, those might disagree. We have Ramah that says B'chei Noigim. There's Lavosh says we follow the Ramah. The Chayodim goes like the Ramah. And that's when we read the Mishnah Berurah. Again, the Mishnah Berurah over here brings down the Taz. When Tzivkon Lametes, he brings down by the case of Shechita. And over here discussing what Allah is. He says, if you do it Ayde Goy, you should do it Ayde Goy. He says, however, Ein Limchoyt V'yodoy, those who stomach upon the Taz. So Mishnah Berurah Be'etzim, even though he brings down over here the Taz, I think he's just bringing down, just so there is a Taz, what to be stomach upon. But it's very clear to Kol Lamentes, the Ikka Loch he's saying is the Ikka Zramor, the Chaynogim Zramor. Ain Limchois, don't make him a chod, those are the same Chavon the Taz. Ain Limchois, why? Because that's if you eat the Mishabuah, what to do? Circle, save Zramor, the Chaynogim, you should follow the Ramor. There are numerous other Mishabuahs sound that way, but my side, I think the Ikka Mishabuah, that's clearly being machal like the Ramor, the fact is that Ain Limchois could be summoned upon the Taz. Maisha again, so you look among the swarm, Dolachin when the place in the swarm is Manenu, it seems to me it's Machlokes HaShokol. The more neiter towards the Taz is the Ikka, but it seems to me Machlokes HaShokol. So the way the grass is over, it's Osir. This is the Medivay Seifim. It's over here. What? His words are it's on Shabbos during the week. No, I don't think that'll be an issue. Now the only reason why they can know that is an issue because people learn mitzvah the next time. That's why there's an issue over here. During the week's no issue. I might not advise it sometimes, but I don't think there's an issue. It means during the week you're right to call ambulance, yeah, but you call out fellow. Right? Might say even if you do use the guy and people are around to see that you use the guy, so they call the mishmurim on the taz, you have to fast them, barab the maestri the heter, not to lead to a matzah that next time will be a matzah kof nefesh, avad the yafim fast them. Now, if you can also go like the Malach Lamor that says you should use a goy over a Yisrael, the loch is, Mishmur says, who didn't a cotton? Just like a goy used first, a cotton who is not your son also goes first, because before, for him to an Averis only to drop on, there's a list of Shvis on, and someone's not your own son, also a cotton goes first. Now, this is the order they point out, when the Taz and the Mishmur, when he ends off with the Taz, the words of the Taz is, he says, I feel a subak atzol of yes, sakon of a beer, as long as it has a Meshubach. I said, it's the sakonah's bebir. You know for sure it's a sakonah. Let's say even a sopik if it's a sakonah now. It's a sopik. What would the Taz say that time? It sounds like by sopik koch nefesh, a vadi you have to get a goy. A vadi you have to. Sounds that way. Maestro of Avosna in Shuba said clearly, writes it twice, chalavavim chalaches, by sopik koch nefesh, l'kola deis, you have to go use a goy. Which just in Havonah Shubai, to me it has a hard time to understand, because the whole Yisoid of Heta, Tuchal Shabbos, Asp the Chai Behem means Sai Sabak Sai Vadai. So why the world the Taz and Mechalik between the Sabak and the Vadai, I'm not sure. But Maisi is a Klor Diyak. Mishbu and the Taz both say the same words. If it's a Vadai case of Sakono, why Dr. Vadai is Sabak, I'm not sure. Now there is also a Tzitzliyaz and Shuvah. Once the Taina, this Indian is taking here the Tzrakum of the person who's a Chayla. He wants to say, but let's say it's a doctor himself who has to be Isaac in the surgery, he wants kind of like Kola Deus, he has to be Yisrael, not a Goy, because we never know who has a schus to Merapa person, and therefore he wants to say, even the Cholkim, Eli Ramo agrees, when some of the person takes care of Pearl to Merapa, the surgery, Avad Yisrael over a Goy, he can say for numerous reasons, one of these Svarah Shabai, in the surgery aspect, never knowing exactly what's happening, or Stam and Sifliyaz is Svarah, because Maisa, who has a schus, who is Bezerk to Lutrapa, so we never quarrel. Therefore, he has a, maybe it's not him, he has a being zechless rapist. Therefore, always take your soul over a guy. Now, also, very clear, once you're taking your soul, you have a choice of a tamachochim or a godol ador. But it's your soul, godol, forget the place which will bring down from the rishonim, the vader, the tamachochim should go do it, the person with the white beard should go do it, why, forget, because then people should learn from who has the right to mechal Shabbos. Everyone has the right to mechal Shabbos. So, once we're discussing godolim, a vader, which godol, the more chosh of a godol, we're going to go do it as quickly as possible. Fine, that's means how to get in the gate to go yourself. The loch is, again, it seems to me a machlokes HaShokol. Again, the galachon is more night towards the kaz, the yourself should be over a goy. The second sugya we had, what about Aide Shino and Aide Shinoi? Now that's for etzim and machlokes HaShokol based upon the sugya and gemonkel chachas and based by case of Yeledes. Over there, it's very clear, by Yeledes, l'kol hadeis, if you can do it Aide Shinoi, you have to do it Aide Shinoi. That's not a machlokes, even the grease that aspect, or like it's an echem me'elef, even not echem me'elef, and therefore, vad you have to do it Aide Shinoi. The question is, what happened with other cases of the Koch Nefesh? Come along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, you learn out from a case, you let it to all cases of the Koch Nefesh. Gidud Adei Shinoi, therefore the case of the Rabbanon, a Kalt Chiladud, the Rabbanon, and not the Reiso. I tell us, the Magen Mishnah disagrees, says, after by the case of Yeledes, which Dover Tivri is Echom Elof, and therefore you have to do Adei Shinoi. Mashenkin, all other people, you do not do Adei Shinoi, you can do it Mamash straight, Brokel, and be even is the Reiso. Finding on Machlokes over here, the Ramban versus the Magen Mishnah. And the Chachamim point out, the Taz over here is arguing on, the Ramah is only arguing by the case negated to Goy. He's not arguing on the case negated to Shinoi. Shinoi, the Ramah, the Maaseh says, that if you do it Aide Shinoi, below in the Icher, what's the Lachah, you have to do it Aide Shinoi. And the Taz is only arguing by Goy, but by Shinoi, he seems to agree to Ramah, the Ramah ends off, V'chei Noigim, the Ramah says V'chei Noigim. No, there could be people who won't think that way. It could be the one person, but he's doing it. Could be there's no such understanding that way. Ma'ase again, halacha, what to do? There's a mechaber beklir who's mekel. There's a bach. There's al rabin simin shalom alaf. There's a goyin in hilkos milo that way. He's mekel. Says you can do it straight kishkon arkos that way. But Moshe is brought down in the shemiros leishal Shabbos. He says kiyudua Moshe held that way, and I'm not sure where kiyudua is from. But Ma'ase he also said that Moshe held that way. That also you don't have to do that day shinoi. So we do have dola achrim again beklir al rabin goyin. And the bach holds halacha is like the mechaber. After the sheni, the more again says the chaynogim, the vusha is the chaynogim, the chayodim went the other way, and they pass in faket. If Yashu says the lochus faket, if Vada can do it aydei shinoi, you also have to do it aydei shinoi. Also, it seems to me over here, same thing if my colleagues are shakul among the gedolei achronim and the malachim exactly what to do. The meisner, the Mishnah Berurah himself over here doesn't say what to do. In Simon Shinlam and Aleph, he's discussing the case of Mila, where the bach of El Rabbah is. Is discussing by the sugya and the vlozda mila of Elul learning it second seder, but the case of taking a kimo and carrying it or making it on Shabbat exactly how to do it. Come on, the Gemara says you have to do it aydei shinoi. When the Gemara is saying to do make medicine for a mila on Shabbat aydei shinoi, discuss the Rishonim is that before he did the ma'aseh mila or after the ma'aseh mila. Machlokes Rishonim. Therefore, when the Gemara says you have to do b'shinoi. Come along the Bach and the Elul Rav, that one time that's only before you did the Ma'aseh Mila. After you did the Ma'aseh Mila, you do not have to do it b'shinoi. You do it straight, like the Lachal Be'ansif Yubayis, like the Mechaper. That's what the Goyin says. The Ikka Lachal, you do not have to do Aydei Shinoi. Masha Egein, those who want to argue, Machal Yishoyim, Taisus Rashi. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Laman Aleph, and the Shai Tzin, he said, Tzorachi and Lama'aseh, we'll have a Paskin. Ma'aseh, we have Dola Chan on one side, Dola Chan on the other side. We have two sides, Tzorachi and Lama'aseh. So again, it comes out, we have Machal Yishoyim, Paiskim, what the Lachal do Aydei Shinoi. Mishabur by Tsarachin. Again, the Gdala Paiskim seem to be on both sides. Machlokes are Shokal. But however, again, the Get, the case of your letters, the color there is you have to do the Aydei Shinoi. Now, the Mishabur says a Chiddush by the case of the Get to Shinoi. He says, this whole in of Shinoi, he says, even if you, if it's Mitzachar, Adav Amur, Ma'at, even if it takes you a little bit more time to do the Aydei Shinoi, still you have to do the Aydei Shinoi. That means you make a phone call or take your keys and push into the dial. I'll take an extra second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Even Ma'at says the Mishnah Berurah. Also, if you have a chiyuv, you can do it. Aydei Shinoi going to the Ramah. Even Ma'at. Now, come along with Mizam. It says a pella, it's a plea. How in the world does the Mishnah Berurah say that? The Ma'at said, just like when it says by the Akum, the words of Machaber is Bli Icho Klal, who did the same thing, Aydei Shinoi is Bli Icho Klal. And it says he made off without any Ma'amokum. What right does it to go say such a chiddush? Who are the deek to say such a chiddush is really, if you read the Ramah slowly, it seems to be that way in the Ramah. The Ramah, when he says, by doing it, Aydei Shinoi, he says, Bloi Dichu Bloi Icher. That's it. By a goy, he says, Bloi Icher Klal. Doing the word Klal. By a goy, he says, Bloi Icher Klal, then Echlam Geri Yisrael. If you can, if it's Aydei any Icher at all. Mash Egin, by the case of Shinoi, he said, Bloi Dichu. So Ramah wants to answer. The word Klal is going back in everything. I know it's a little bit of a deek to Ramah. They must have Klal by one, not by another. That's where the Mishnah Berurah got it from. Ramazan wants to argue on that Dix, not called Dix. So again, Lalocha, Aydei Sol, Ogoi, Machlokes Shokol, Shinoi, Nade Shinoi, Machlokes Shokol. There's a shal, let's say you want to be go like the Ramah, and you want to do it Ali Dei Goi, or Ali Dei Shinoi, which one is it better to go do? Is it better Aydei Shinoi with Yisrael, or Ali Dei Goi? So, Abana, the Rosh Hashanah says it's better to do it Ali Dei Amir La'atko. I'm not clear of that so the Maisa certainly most Poshkim are neiter towards the Taz, and it could be also that all Esther Abans no dinner doing Mishinoi at all, so I would assume it's better to either Yisol Mishinoi than doing by case of Amir al-Akim. That's what I would have said, but they seem to say not the way. They have no clue right for what they're saying. How, well, they point out this all Indian doing either Shinoi document is the Raisa. However, by Esther Abans there's no Indian at all doing Mishinoi. You can do the Maisa straight, the whole Chiv of doing Mishinoi. It's the white, make it out of the right, it's a case of the Rabbanon. Once it is the Rabbanon, Avada, then you don't have to die. Shinoi can do it straight. Before, I think that's the starkest for why to say, a Shinoi Aydei Sol is better than a Goy, because once a Shinoi Aydei Sol is the Rabbanon already. So why go ask a Goy for it? Why not be, go like the Taz? Sivya Dalit, next aspect is really the sugya if you have a choice to give kosher food or non-kosher food to a choyla, what to do. The case of Rishonim is discussing Bosa Shkuto or Bosa Nevelo. Basically, in any hospital, sometimes in a hospital we have non-kosher food or kosher food. Does a person have a right to Mechal Shabbos to go give a chaylo something that's kosher or not? So, Klar, the Rishon of the Paiskim are very clear, the Mechal Papkins, the Vada, Bosa, Shkuta, kosher food, to make sure a chaylo gets over non-kosher food. The only question Lamaisa is why? What's the reason for that? Numerous svaras among the Rishonim. The three main ones are based on the Mishmur brings down. One is the svara of the Maram Wurttemberg, the Shabbos Hotcho, It's not chuyah. And since the hutcha, therefore we have what's the difference between being mechal? Therefore, since the hutcha and he has to be even aveira, therefore let's be mechal Shabbos, do the ma'aser of shechito, and not give him something that's straight. That's the svar of the Mara. The Olam does ask a question. If you think about it, we're saying what? Since Shabbos is a hutcha, therefore the mechaybeh next to where there's no issa at all during shechito on Shabbos. If so, what about the veil? Is the veil also has mechaybeh? Also a hutcha. So why is there a veil over here? I'll pretend the veil is Shabbat. But Rambam is saying, you have the veil, you have Shabbos, Hutcho, they have an axe away they didn't have. Shabbos go to Shechito. Back to Olam, it's Hutcho, it's not going to veil. Why not going to Shabbos? Not going to veil? You could maybe say, Rambam is saying, you can not wait either one, so pick whichever one you want. But it doesn't sound the way. It sounds like you not away Shabbos, and therefore, your Shabbos was available. Why give a guy the veil? You have to do Shechito on Shabbos. What? Oh, so come along, they discuss, they're Timtum Alev. Timtum Alev, on some of you have a head to be tap kuk nefesh. So come along the Nativ and the Mash Chokmo. What? No, you're giving him the veil. So therefore, mitzad, the get of Timtum, the Hutchul Naku. Now you have a reason to pick the Shechito over the Nevelo. No, you have Hutchul, there's no Issa over here mitzad Shechito. No, because now the question is, what do you have? Something that's mutter or something that's mutter? But this one has symptoms, this one doesn't have symptoms. So what should the guy take? Of course, take the one without symptoms. They're both mutter. They're matzim to the kasha. Both are hutcher. Both are mutter. Take the one without symptoms. So come on, Nativ and then Mashkachma and others, they want to know that by matzko of nefesh is nichol the gedda of timtum alay. They're going mamish on this halacha. And since even my matzko of nefesh is a chiddish, even they have a hetch to eat it, since it causes symptom, therefore you take the case of shechita over the case in the velo. The Chashabas brings down this tiny to answer this kasha. The Maestro kasha is if that's true or not. The Machlokes Gedolah Achronim again, by Koch Nefesh, isn't their Timtum or not. Is Timtum Mitzad the Isser, or their Timtum Mitzad the Metzias of the Chayfitz? The way how the Yashim, Shlom Azam, Chaim Kinyasku, they say there's no Timtum by Matzav of Koch Nefesh. There's no Timtum. But then the Maestro answers this kasha. Again, those who say there is a Matzav Koch Nefesh, it's still Timtum. You have good teretz, I think. The Shechito over the Nevela. But those who hold by Keret, Mekorah, how do you answer this kasha? So you can answer another way, though, for Shabbos brings down a second teretz. He wants the taino that it really depends on what the issa is. The issa on the gavro or on the chepso. He wants the taino that you can, chutcho will not weigh the issa on the gavro. Maj enkin by nevela, the nevela is on the chepso. The writ from the beginning of the second parak from Durham says that all of us are in the gavro. Maj enkin says achila is in the chepso. Maybe don't say that way. I think he says the carrots. That's the kasha there. You got it? Take back the ritual. But the Maestro, those who want to know that the Vela is dinner the Chepso, so therefore we want to know that Hutcha will knock away Dafka Shechito, but Hutcha will not knock away the dinner of the Vela, which is also Chiddush in the Sugya, Yesh Lodin. Fine, but Maestro, it's one mile after Maram, the reason what we have a head to do is Shechito inside Hutcha. The second reason to come along with Rishonim, the second reason among the Rishonim, the Rosh discusses that Mitzad it's cuts for the Chayla, therefore it'll be farishment and lean to Matzah for being Masukin. The third reason, where the Ran says, he says it's not true that there's going to be less of an Isser for the Maisa Mitzad Nevela versus Shechita of a Lav versus the case of Skila. Why? Because it's called Kzayis to Kzayis. That itself, every single one is an Isser Deraisa. Therefore, it's not a Kaldic thing to do called Kzayis to Kzayis. Fine, therefore, that's how the Pashkin passes. There are those who argue with Saif Akkad. But Nevela should do it, not Shechita. The Rajma says, because the Rajma holds the Ikkin Zechuyo, or the Riyad says that you should do Bas Nevela Mitzad Saif called Saif. It's a more of a kaldika isser, or because the reason that a chayla has no way to cause another person to go to an avera for him, he has to first be marat himself, take care of his own tzrachim. Fine. Now those who hold away the riyaz, but myself, the quarter place can go. You have a choice: koshvu, non-koshvu. You have mechal shabbos, but koshvu the loch of your pasim. You have a hetzit mechal shabbos, even in the raisa mitzad kosher food. Now the only question is which reason is the ikka reason, and the nafkamina based upon the reason. Again, we have three main reasons. There are five, six reasons. The main reason is because of Hutcho, cuts, and called Kazayas and Kazayas. So Mitzad is for Hutcho, the Maestro Mishibur says, but Ikri Pasim the Chuyo. Maram, Marutamurg, the Das Yochid, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Rosh, they look Ikri, not the Rosh. The Rambam, the Maestro, they argue, and they hold the Ikri is the Chuyo. So he knocks away that reason. Better than Mishibur is left with two other reasons, Mitzad cuts, or called Kazayas and Kazayas. Now, if we know between which is the ikka reason, there are different cases. Let's say, for example, a person is a cotton, or the case of a person is a shaito. What's the loch in that case? Do you have a right to Mechal Shabbos or not? Come on, the kid Shulchan Aruch, and he wants to tell you have no right to Mechal Shabbos. Or mitzad the swa of kots, ma'aseh by shoyter is not kots. Or mitzad the reason of also kots is not kets of kots. Therefore, it cannot be Mechal Shabbos. Mash enkin a kots, you're going to vow the circle of soy because of an issa, which is not a bar or inish for, but it is an issa, circle of soy, even for kots, should give a case of shchito, and therefore the Erech Shai says, even by kots, you can't be Mechal Shabbos to give him kosher food. A second afkamino that our Shabbos discusses about driving a car to go bring the kosher food. He tells us if the svara has been tagged kots, he's kots. Therefore, right to go drive a car. If the svara is called gzayis gzayis, every time you push the pedal, you're doing a new ma'aseh avara. And every time pushing the brake, you're doing an ochan iser. They want time if you're doing mitzvah the svara called gzayis gzayis. Forget over here, you should not go drive a car to go do it. Forget he has to eat in the tray. He ends up svara chila ma'aseh. What is it? A svara had a paskin. But I can, mitzvah again, a lot of hutra de chuyah, ikri pas de chuyah, the numerous shells, what exactly nachtamina is, but negate us a lot of, not much, and because next to get sifi zayin, and who is the ikri, the heart of the sugya negate, to how to practically apply the lot of chil Shabbos negate to chil on Shabbos.